Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are tuning in. I'm Anna Bertisumann, and I am a postdoctoral researcher at the European Commission Joint Research Centre, working on the project Sensius, Sensing for Justice. The project investigates how grassroots-driven citizen monitoring can make their way to court to enforce community environmental justice, or even solve the dispute through mediation. So today, I'm going to introduce you about the poster that hopefully you can see in front of your eyes. The poster is called The Turn to Sensing as a Civic Affirmation of a Right to Contribute and to Produce Risk Information. The 2011 Fukushima disaster and the blossoming of radiation monitoring initiatives from below have taught us that distinctive modes of engagement with disruptive social environmental disasters are emerging. The civic turn to sensing could be viewed as a human attempt to elicit, receive, and process impressions and information, but in the mode of intuition and feelings, and in terms of data, quoting Fleur Jones. Yasuhito Abe stressed that the act of producing civic data over environmental risk, quoting, gives visibility to ordinary citizens that lack official spokespeople. From a social justice perspective, Kimura and Kinchi argued that transformative radiation citizen science can help marginalized communities to be heard. Delving into successful but situated examples of radiation civic monitoring, we realized that it did not structurally challenge the rights allocation when it comes to accessing or contributing to environmental data. Despite the essential need that humans have to access good information in times of crisis, no right as such has been recognized. We witness, however, emerging trends of civic actors producing information when they perceive that they can access or trust official information, but in the context of ongoing health and environmental crisis. In 10 years from the Fukushima disaster, however, these trends did not really challenge legal entitlements and the regulatory system. In this poster, I affirm a need to rethink existing rights and even conceive new ones, such as a civic right to produce environmental information when the official information is scarce or lacking. A spark of hope is found in the European Citizen Science Association push for this avenue in occasion of the fall 2020 United Nations Economic Commission for Europe called for consultation on the update of the recommendation on electronic information tool, which is part of the ARES Convention, recognizing the rights of public access to environmental information, participation in decision-making, and access to justice. I thank you all for your attention and invite you to fuel this reflection, discussions, conversation further, both within your own communities and beyond, within academic, students, civic society, NGOs, governmental fora, because we need more actors disentangling the concept of a civic right to contribute to environmental information.